Quelt took an unhurried sip of his tonic drink.
Ask yourself, what do we use to write with? Quills! And what are quills but the feathers of birds? So we dip them in ink and make marks. We write with them. Are you following me?
Tribsy chortled.
Like magpies following a frog, sir. You'm carry right on.
The ancient squiddle obliged.
The riddle points to a she, a knowledgeable creature. Observe.
Quelt removed his rock crystal spectacles and held them up.
Constant seasons of study does not help one's eyesight. Sooner or later, we elders need these windows to see properly through. My spectacles are round, and I am a he, not a she. Now, look at Sister Snowdrop.
Instantly, the problem was solved for Tyrion and her friends.
Well, she wears little square glasses shaped like windows. I've never seen her without them. It is you, sister.
The dawn of a happy smile soon faded from Snowdrop's face. She waved a paw in agitation.
No, I don't know what a Rue Lane is or how to cross the Western Sea, and I'm woefully ignorant about Green Isle.
Rising stiffly from his chair, Quelt left the table.
Tut, tut, my dear friend. What a disappointment you've turned out to be after serving as my assistant for so many long seasons. A trained scholar and a librarian, surrounded by all the knowledge our abbey has to offer. Literature, records and histories. Why, it's like a Dibbon being locked in Brink Greyspoke cellars, complaining that he has naught to drink. Was all the training I gave you for nothing?
Little Sister Snowdrop smote the tabletop so hard that the beakers rattled and a paw went numb.
Ouch! Oh, no, sir. It certainly was not. I'll help you, Tyria. In fact, I'll start right away, going through the early archives. Thank you, Quelt. My brain's working properly now. Tyria, take Brinty and Tribsy with you. Go and question that goose again. Brantalus knows the way to Green Isle. He said so. And the fish hawk, Pandion. He lives on Green Isle. I'll wager a berry to a chestnut he knows what's going on there with otters and so on. See what information you can glean from him. Right, on your way, friends.
As Giri watched them hurrying away, his face fell.
But, sister, what about me?
Snowdrop pushed him ahead of her as she bustled toward the bookshelves.
You've just been appointed second assistant librarian. A younger pair of eyes. Some beast who can carry stacks of books and reach high shelves. Oh, that's what I need. Come on, young squirrel. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. Now, shall we start at A for anything, G for Green Isle, R for Rue Lane, or D for dreams?
Old Quelt looked up from the desk where he had installed himself to catch up on recording events of Abbey life.
I'd start with you for upstairs attic. There's still lots of books and scrolls up there waiting to be identified. Prepare to get your tail dusty, young Giri. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. This fine day began eventually with the visit of an injured barnacle goose and the slaying of a vermin creature by a warrior otter maid.